The Traveler's Journal,
May 28th. Thinking of good migrations. The past decade has seen a five-fold increase in the number of travelers making journeys to witness a migration of wild birds and beasts. That's not surprising. TV shows have made the public much more wildlife aware. These instinct-choreographed mass movements make for gripping theater, especially with so many species endangered. And it's become a lot easier to reach many remote locations. In fact, every month of the year, some species is making its move. Here's a calendar of notable migrations. In January, the Magellanic penguins mass on the beaches of Punta Tombo, on Argentina's windswept coast, while February is when the gray whales begin their journey from Baja to the Bering Sea. And each March, blizzards of snow geese gather in the Rifle Bird Sanctuary near Vancouver, Canada, before flocking to Siberia. For myriad Aprils now, the caribou have tramped through the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve. In May, 50,000 sandhill cranes can be spotted near Manly Hot Springs, also in Alaska. In June, volunteers in Trinidad help preserve the futures of hundreds of leatherback turtles. In July, beluga whales frolic in Canada's Churchill River, while Arctic terns turn up in August near Monterey on California's coast. In September, the Serengeti sees a million wildebeest. Sockeye salmon pack the Adams River in British Columbia in October. Despite this past winter's harshness, come November, many millions of monarchs will perch on the pines in Mexico's El Rosario Butterfly Sanctuary. In December, the elephant seals arrive on California's Channel Islands. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.